The Muslim world is open to new beginnings. How does a wood stove help a ministry? Stay tuned and find out. And an Australian missionary breaks some new ground. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President Barack Obama is making friendly overtures to the Muslim world. World Bible Translation Center's Eric Feldman mirrored that goodwill with a trip to the Middle East and the release of the easy-to-read Arabic Bible. Despite tensions among the politicians, he notes an enthusiastic reception.
You will have many Arabs that will say, if we could just get our governments out of the way, we wouldn't have all these problems. It's on that level that I think there's a tremendous opportunity for the gospel to spread.
The ERV Arabic Bible is a great tool because
it's going to allow the person on the street who's not familiar with Christianity to read and understand the scriptures with the purpose of coming to know Jesus Christ.
It also helps dispel a lot of misconceptions. Arabs have deep-seated respect for Jesus. Framed that way, you can say,
we understand you think of this as a Christian book, but think of it as a book about Jesus and see what you think about that. We've already got a demand for 50,000 copies.
There's a harvest coming. You can help them ready the Bibles. Our website has more. Next, yesterday, following up on one of his campaign promises, U.S. President Barack Obama addressed the Muslim world from Cairo, Egypt. Before he gave his speech, President and CEO of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, challenged Obama to address the issue of religious freedom for all in the Middle East. Obama did mention the issue, urging Muslims to accept all religions in their tradition of tolerance. Pray this will take place and that Christians will be able to share their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been more than 8 months, but the city of Gonaives, Haiti, is still feeling the effects of hurricanes and tropical storms from last year. The government's getting help from the United States in the form of $155 million to help prevent future mudslides and improve drainage. Mission Aviation Fellowship is also feeling the effects. Will White is pilot mechanic with MAF there.
Our airstrip is still underwater in Gonaives. That was the town that was impacted the most and really flooded. A lot of people were killed there, and our airstrip is still underwater because it's just sitting in a low-lying area.
While work in Gonaives has slowed somewhat in the rest of the country, they have more flight requests than they can handle. He's asking you to pray to help fortify their work.
We're definitely trying to get a larger plane for the Haiti program. You can be praying for that. We have a lot of large work teams that come down. And also pray for, you know, our staff down there. We're a little bit short staff.
Go to our website if you'd like to help sponsor a plane or join their team. Next, a wood stove is saving money for a children's home in Romania. An Indiana church sent the stove after learning their gas bill was the home's biggest expense, is Cami Kismero of Kids Alive International.
With children, there are many needs, and sometimes we have to economize our finances in order to have some resources in our accounts to pay the bills, because some winters are harder than others. And in a very cold winter, we can spend as much as $6,000 just for gas to heat up the building.
The money saved could provide educational materials for the 10 girls there and send them to camp.
By saving money on our heating bills, we can spend the money to help the children and to provide for them different ways of growing spiritually and knowing God.
Pray the girls will grow into strong women of God and spread the gospel around the world. And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says indigenous ministry works. Their partner, the Asia Baptist Theological Seminary, owned by Cornerstone University, reports a new student who is an Aborigine who has planted two churches among his people in Australia. He dreams of being able to teach Bible college modules in the Australian outback. However, registration and accreditation is costly and difficult. Pray the team will have approval in hand in time for November classes. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.